You're listening to the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, episode 77, Google Will Ruin Everything on July 1st.
Facebook isn't cool anymore. Did you know that?
I felt it, but I didn't know it for sure.
Yeah. So, younger users, so this is that, I wrote this on...
You wrote it
a while ago. Well, no, I didn't write this article, but I read an article and the synopsis that I wrote. I'm just going to read to you. Younger users don't like Facebook anymore. The resounding complaint is about timeline and the presence of stuff you just don't care about. They're looking for something more like Instagram. Many people have explained that it's like Facebook is like email nowadays. And what's fascinating about that sentence is it's super loaded because email is like, you can't get rid of email. Like, what the heck? It's one of the most important online tools that we have. And you know, there are a bunch of different competing services and people are constantly jockeying for it, but it's one of the central tools. It's incredibly important and really boring. Mostly it's stuff that you hate to deal with. You know, it's work, it's bills. It's, you know, as an adult, it's like not very, or it's got a few fun things in there, but that's not why you do it, you know, for fun anymore. You don't chat with friends for fun on email. You use your text messages. When I get really excited about some girl I'm hanging out with, we're not emailing each other. and people aren't Facebooking anymore either. You know, we talked about this last week, this idea that, you know, the new design of the timelines, the biggest thing that they have to do is figure out an algorithm that doesn't bore me to tears.
Well, there you go. Let's just put that one out there.
Yeah.
Basically, just fix your core product and we'll be good.
Yes, exactly. But that's the complaint that everybody's getting. And the big thing about it is it's the...
Of course, I shouldn't laugh too hard. We hear that about HP. If you just lower the price on your ink, we'll be fine. Whoa. Turns out what?
Yeah.
What if we don't do that? What else could we do?
Yeah. Let's say that was not on the table as an option.
Then what?
Yeah.
Oh, I just won't print. Okay. What if...
let's get creative here, people.
funny if it's not your job.
Boy. So with Facebook, what's really fascinating about this is that this is starting to become a drum beat, and it's really kind of becoming a problem for Facebook, especially with the younger crowd, is that, you know, your parents and constantly complaining about the fact that, like, I hate political posts. I don't get any political posts on my Facebook timeline, which I really appreciate because I hate everybody. I'm the only one that's ranked. And I think it's because, like, I never...
So then you hate it when I reply to our dad's emails? You're just stop, James. I don't want to hear this political babble.
No. I mean, I actually read those, but it's because it's family and stuff. You know, I mean, obviously I don't reply to them at all because it's not that I'm not reading that and reading them or not paying attention. It's just not, you know, if I'm going to talk politics, I talk politics in, you know, I
face
talk politics,
face.
But I do it face to face. And it's not that I don't like, but I actually really like politics, which is part of the problem I hate Facebook politics because it's like, oh, you people are so crazy.
Well, they're mini soapboxes. They're not a conversation.
Yes,
you want
a
conversation.
And most people have really, really dumb opinions.
dumb, just either very
terribly
biased
uninformed.
Or misinformed.
Yeah. And...
So I got to join a politics page. Then you'll...
Yeah, that's what I really want. No, you see, the problem is, it's like, even for parties that I really agree with their policies and stuff, when I talk to people of the same party, I hate their politics. I'm like, why would you think... You agree with me, and I hate the reasons why you agree with me.
Okay, all right. So here's what I want to know. Okay, we're not going to reveal anything. On a scale of 1 to 10... Think of these as percentages, I suppose. 100% to 0%, okay? Yeah. Like, how close are you to agreeing with some of the stuff that I spout on emails? Just percentage. I just want to know. Just curious.
I'd say pretty high up there.
I actually... 90s? 80s?
It depends on the topic, but I'd give it between 80% and 90%.
All right.
Actually, I find that you and I are on the same page in a lot of, but it tends to be because we're both kind of bitter about the whole thing.
I said we're not giving anything away.
that's right. Shoot. anyways,
yes.
This is awesome because that's like what do you guys not want to hear about on Facebook? Politics. So what do you talk about on the show? we're moving on from that. But the problem is, and the thing is that people don't like, this is really becoming an epidemic for younger users. It's really affecting resonance time, not just usage, because that's,
time?
Resonance. How long you resonate on the page, how long you use it for. Facebook's like got three key metrics. They've got total users, monthly users, and resonance time.
Okay. Some teens didn't like visiting because they knew that if they went to the site, they'd get sucked in and spend too much time, and so they would actively try to avoid it because their time is valuable.
That seems really, really common, especially amongst like your college students. I've noticed I have a lot of college age friends, especially male guys, that will like periodically, I'm not using Facebook anymore, and you're like, so, or I'm deleting my Facebook account because I've got better uses of my time. Like, you're deleting your Facebook account because you're ridiculous. But like, why not just like not use it for, have some self-control?
It's rough.
Yeah, I mean, or I don't like people knowing everything about me. You're like, change your security preferences. Like, what? Or your privacy? Whatever.
Fixes other than your stream.
Right.
Delete.
Right.
Google. Well,
yeah, exactly. Well played.
That's right.
I think I know what the title of this show is going to be about.
knew the title before we even started.
That's true.
Come on.
That is very true.
At least.
Subscribe
to this week's episode. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Actually, no. RSS isn't dead. Just the way that you were actually able to consume it. Which iTunes isn't killing RSS, so we're fine.
That's true. So I know we usually talk about this after the show, but I definitely think the title should be Google Ruins Everything.
Ruins Everything. Consider it.
I don't know. It's an interesting, this is
interesting. Google and ruins my life, but
Google ruins all that is good in the world. this Facebook isn't a cool thing anymore. It's an interesting dilemma because they've definitely become a utility. This is the way people
do. They care?
Well, I think they care about resonance time. I know that's one of their key metrics, and it affects it. I think especially since it's such a powerful tool as you get older, it's fascinating if it becomes like it started as something for college students, then it became something for high schooler and middle schoolers, and then it became something for adults. And it'd be interesting if it just kind of swings back to the point where like you don't really get it until you're like in college. But the clear point here, I think, and just the way everybody, or my observation, and this hasn't been in an article or anything, so this is like just for new listeners. This is special, exclusive insight.
Yeah, I got a theory too. World of tech. So let me hear yours.
I think what's happened just from what I've been hearing is it's become a utility, and which is really what Facebook wanted because that's the only way to stick. Email is sticky because it's a utility. People use it for something. It's managing your online social network, which doesn't sound like something that's, it's not like email where you use it for work. But my personal email I don't use for work, and yet I use it a ton.
Yeah, well, I see it. I agree with you in a utility in the sense that it will manage your friends list and it can manage some of your login for sites. But I think the real issue they're going to run into is they'll have the whole world signed up for Facebook, and very few people will actually be visiting their page, and they won't be able to monetize on it. Which Google, maybe they don't Google need a big number on it, but they're gonna, you know, which I don't know. I feel like until they go to in stream, I don't know. That's, you know what I mean? I feel like that's going to be a big, that could be a big issue for them. Where teens and kids are signing up for it, but they're just not visiting, not interacting, because they're doing things on other services that happen to connect to Facebook.
Well, except the thing is that if they become an ad network, you see, this is the thing, if they become an ad network, which they are, they're building ad networks, and they have separate services, and they buy Instagrams, and they buy this, and they do that, and they basically do what Google's done, where you know, if it becomes Google, if the Facebook main page becomes, or your timeline becomes essentially Google Plus, that's not a terrible place to be as long as you have all these other, you know, places to put your advertising. What Facebook likes is that they've got this crazy popular core product. But the core product really and truly is the users. You know, it's just like Google. The core product isn't Google search. It's the user base, because the user base is what, you know, is what advertisers pay for. That's where the money comes from. And I think they'll be all right. It just will mean that the company is a change, and I think it will hurt them some if they can't really dial in a way to make timeline interesting. Part of the problem is you need interesting friends if you're going to have an interesting time.
So this ties in pretty well to this. Okay, one way that they could solve the problem is with a new rumor that Facebook is going to introduce, or maybe a better way to say it is actually like use hashtags. So if anyone has ever used Twitter, you know what a hashtag is. It's a way of tagging your post by putting a hash in front of the word. You know, and it's useful for a couple reasons. Number one, it allows you to make a commentary, and then without having to explain it, you just add a tag, and that in like one or two words can explain what it is that you're referencing or talking about.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, convenient. Another really convenient thing is, like, say during the Super Bowl, you can put a tag for Super Bowl, and that way people know, oh, he's referring to the Super Bowl or a show or a concert or event or whatever. Really nice. And if you tap on that tag, it brings up essentially a search for everyone else who is using that same tag. So if there's like a conference like South by Southwest, everyone who does something there can tag it, and then you can see all the different South by Southwest tags going on, which PS did happen in the week. We just ignored it.
Things were going on that were more important.
Yeah. Like Google Reader dying.
Yeah.
But anyways, Facebook is thinking about getting into this too, because one of the cool things about it is, again, you can then sell ad placements to topics and specific tagged topics. You know, if someone tags food or delicious or whatever, they had an example. I don't remember. So we could just make one up. Right. If someone types in like a new computer let's say a new computer, and they tag it with that, and they're like, oh, I love my new hardware, hashtag new computer. That sounds so dumb, but we'll go with it. HP could buy that hashtag and then say, hey, get a new printer to go with your new computer.
Click this ad link.
Like I said, that was a bad one. But, you know, but it could be like NFL buys hashtags for both teams. Okay, and so as people tag, like, say, 49ers, they could say, hey, get some 49ers swag. And, because they know you're probably going to be a fan if you're tagging them, hey, buy this Super Bowl thingy, stuff like that. So it opens up another way for for Facebook to become interesting, because you're no longer stuck to just your friends. You can now subscribe to different topics and ideas and hashtags, essentially.
And, that's interesting.
And you could, and it's a way of creating your own personal topic page that includes everybody who does either a public post or a friend post that you, I guess, are able to see. You know,
I just had the most brilliant thought I've ever had about Facebook. Like, I figured out what the problem is.
Whoa.
Yeah. I just did that.
share it? Or?
I don't have interesting friends.
Oh, boom. Hopefully they don't listen to this. Wait, I'm your friend.
Well, I know. Well, yeah, this, but my point is, I mean, or maybe I do, but I'm operating under the assumption that I have interesting friends. And so Facebook is doing a poor job of giving me the interesting posts, right?
They call that the interest graph. They have your friend graph, but not necessarily your interest graph.
Right. And I wonder if one of the biggest problems that the Facebook timeline has is that I have, you know, I've got a lot of friends. I'm very popular.
And
I, you know,
do you got more than me? Do you have more than
me? Oh yeah, tremendously.
Really?
How many do you have?
I don't know. How many do you have?
I'm looking it up right now. 800.
Oh yeah, you have more than me.
I make sure I have more friends than everybody?
I make sure I am the most. Oh, I'm not bad. I'm 441. But you are double.
That's not bad. That is not bad.
But you are double.
Oh yeah.
What? What are you at?
Oh, it's only 679.
Ah, whatever. Quit your showboating. The problem is that I don't even know how to get beyond you.
Yeah.
Besides going out there into the real world and actually meeting people.
What? That sounds
I'm
terrible.
I'm not about to do that. But, come on. I gotta find a reader replacement so I can stay in my cave.
But think about it this way. Like, and I realize that this is what Dig tried to do and everybody rejected it wholeheartedly. But what if instead of saying, hey, these are people you might know, what if they were to introduce a feature that, hey, these are people who are interesting?
Well, that's what Twitter does. They go, these are people you might find interesting.
Right. Right. Exactly. What? And why doesn't Facebook do that?
They probably will eventually.
You see, I think you should.
Well, because their whole thing is they're trying to emphasize friends, right? And that's their whole social graph, your friends. And I think that they are slowly going to get into interest. And I think hashtags will be what gets them there. And we're just talking over each other, which is awesome.
I'm sorry. I heard what you said. I wonder why. Oh, man.
So how do you get more interesting friends?
Facebook's supposed to tell me who's interesting, and then I will go, like, you know, and even if it's just likes, okay, I mean, there's got to be a way, right? Because, I mean, like, if you know what I like, what things I like, what I thumbs up, you know what other people thumbs up, and if you're like, if you were to have content that were to move kind of up, or even if it were like every 10th front page article front page, see, all of a sudden I'm thinking Reddit, but if you were to have like every 10th timeline article or, you know, component, update, whatever, be somebody that I don't know, or like have that be like a switch that you could say, would you like us to add interesting things that aren't shared by your friends? You know, and just sort of and if you like it, this will start to integrate these things in, and based on what you like and who you like, we'll start to introduce in the friends of these are interesting people, and we'll give you, like, it would be nice to be able to follow somebody kind of like in a I don't want to be friends with you yet, but I'd like to see a couple of your posts to see if you come up with interesting stuff, because like there are people, it's exactly like Twitter, it's precisely like Twitter. Why don't they do that? That's driving me nuts. Why don't I work for Facebook? I can fix everything for them.
As long as it's mechanically inclined.
I'm gonna say we're gonna start an RSS feeder. we're gonna do all sorts of cool stuff.
It's gonna be amazing
work for the Facebook.